Today's topic is spam. I want to tell you about five spam tactics that good people use to kill business efforts. I'm being pretty generous by using spam and good people in the same line, but I'm trying to be forgiving. As surprising as it may seem, there are instances where otherwise good people will do spammy things which tarnish their business hopes. I don't mean the canned meat spam either. I mean the spam that happens when people try anything to get your attention. I view spam as a desperate attempt to be productive while using counterproductive means. When I say that is an otherwise good person, it is often simply because they don't know any better. They get confused by so much hype about the internet and end up doing spammy things that tarnish their business hopes and hurt their chances for successful business communication. Spam tactic number one, company names. It may seem innocuous to use a company name instead of a human name, but there is a time and a place for each. You may think this is subjective, but the numbers have come in, and if you're making this mistake, you are very likely hurting your odds. Regardless of what some flunky want-to-be expert may have told you, if you are not communicating explicitly on behalf of a company entity, it is best to use your human name. Even in those cases when it is all business, if you will be accepting any feedback, you should include your name. You know, the one your parents gave you. An instance of this spam offense, which has come back to hurt thousands of unwitting businesses, is creating a Facebook profile under the company name, but then having it deleted for a Facebook Terms of Service violation. Why would Facebook delete a profile with a business name? The answer is easy, because they should have been using a Facebook page. If you don't know the difference or just how much it matters, you would be wise to read. Facebook profiles are not for business, Facebook pages are. You may argue the perceived benefit of using a company name in place of a personal name all you like, but before you get too set on your opinions, you may want to read up on an article titled Social Media Profiles, Keywords, Company Names, and Humans. It will explain how some of the best research companies in the world are handling the matter. If you think that using your company name as a replacement for your given name is a good idea, think again. There are many instances when the brand of a person is far more important than the brand of a company. Sometimes the company name adds authority to the person, but it is even more common that a person adds authority to the company. Heck, in my instance, only a small percentage of people I communicate with are aware that I am CEO of a successful, decade-old wholesale internet services corporation. The ones who need to know, customers and potential customers, are very aware. It shows up on their bill. A real person with a human name will win the hearts and minds of people over companies every time. Many successful corporations know this and prove it to be true. Spam tactic number two, being false. Claiming to be something or somebody else is just asking for trouble, but it happens all the time. It is more common in personal communications than in business, but it happens in business more than you may like to imagine. This is done in many forms, but I will classify it as hot chick spam. I recall a specific instance of a beautiful lady, or hot chick if you prefer, whom I quickly realized was not what she claimed. It was a man who used a name and photograph of a beautiful woman instead of his own, because he was sure that more people would listen to and buy from a good-looking woman. There are certain word patterns, even in short Twitter messages, which can give away even the best lies, as well as other obvious discovery tools. In the instance of my hot chick example, it only took a moment to figure out that it was a man, so I looked up the website owner with a Whois lookup and made a phone call. As I expected, when I asked to speak with the woman from Twitter, the truth came out really quick. He got over this absurd plan for success once I pointed out how easily he could be exposed. His company also ended up hiring me to handle the search engine optimization for a highly competitive million-plus page website. Now, I won't tell you who he/she was under any circumstances. What I can tell you is that their business communications are far more legitimate and far more effective now that the company is represented by real people. Spam tactic 3, spammy blog comments. If you have a blog, you surely get spam comments, but did you know that some people actually think it is a good strategy? This spam offense aligns with the previous two, but it goes further, and it can become a very destructive tactic for the spammer and the blog owner alike. This spam tactic is generally executed by using industry keywords or a company name in place of a proper name when posting comments to a blog, since those keywords will then be the link text pointing to the spammer's website. It is assumed that it will be great for search engine ranking. It makes sense, right? If only it could be so easy, don't you think everybody would do it? Then it would just be a battle to see who could produce the largest amount of spam. Actually, that does pretty well sum up this kind of spammer's mentality, but they are so wrong and they kill their chances of success, like you may never believe. Search engines are simply not this stupid. Ironically, this particular tactic was also previously implemented by the company I mentioned in Spam Tactic 2. In their case, they had paid some guys in India to write thousands of pithy blog comments, including their website links. They got some extra website visitors out of it, but not the paying kind. When their website was brutally punished by Google and other search engines, they were ready to jump out of a third-story window. You know, not really committed to death, but definitely upset enough for a jump. If you think that something may be spammy, it probably is. I recently replied to this kind of spammer, and he actually answered back, saying that he was not a spammer. My answer to that was as follows. I'm glad you responded. I just figured it was pretty unlikely that Mother Business Card and Father Brochure actually came together and decided to name their little beloved one Logo Designer. Logo Designer. That was what his name was listed as. Many people agree with my view of blog spammers, but apparently some people still don't grasp the downsides. Spam Tactic 4. Follow me! There are many obvious examples of this spam tactic found every minute of the day on Facebook and Twitter. It is commonly expected that having a lot of people follow what you have to say will matter. But guess what? Those people who are quick to follow you without a good reason are also likely following about a squillion others just like you. They aren't paying close attention and just waiting for the right time to send you a wallet full of money. They're usually just following you so that you follow them back. You know, because that way you'll both gain some amazing authority. The truth that is hard to drive home is that more is not always better. I have given examples of this more times than I can count, but people usually have to make their own mistakes before they learn. It stunned me how many people thought it was a useful action list when I wrote a completely smart-assed article titled How to Become Popular on Twitter Without Actually Being Useful. Apparently, a whole lot of people missed my disclaimer that stated as follows. If you follow this list without deviation, you are sure to become massively popular. Just remember that if anybody says, I hate you and hope you die a miserable death, or you deserve a really bad case of herpes, those people are just jealous because they will probably never be as popular as you. I was trying to be obvious that I was being a smartass. It does not always have to be an extreme overstatement or effort to be spam-like. If you want people to follow you just to feel better, try buying a feather. They tickle too. When the Twitter follower frenzy or Facebook please like me epidemic gets to be so desperate as this obese woman that I've pictured on the blog selling weight loss and trying to tell me how to grow a huge Twitter following, it is a clear failure. Note, she has 6 people following her. Perhaps she meant something else when she said huge. If tweeting and Facebooking to a large number of people who do not care what you have to say is really so useful, how are you measuring that success? Is it in the bank? People who fall into this addictive need to spam more disinterested people will be better off measuring the cost of their missed opportunities from all that wasted time and energy. If you have fallen prey to this disease, it is time to regroup and get some help to develop a better strategy. Spam Tactic 5, shooting at innocent bystanders. Trying to reach everybody instead of a targeted audience is really the widest use of spam. Do you remember how I defined spam as a desperate attempt to be productive while using counterproductive means? Trying to reach everybody is about the worst conceivable spam of all. It not only wastes the time and resources of the spammer, but can create a lot of other possible business communication side effects. Before trying to market something, it is important to remember that everybody does not want what you offer for sale. Everybody is not a proper target. Lack of focus is the most costly mistake any company can make in marketing and is often the biggest missing piece of a failed campaign. The task of targeted marketing using customer modeling based on demographics, psychographics, and propensity analysis really does make the difference. You can count on it. If you target the right people and stop shooting blindly, you will no longer need to reach all of the people. The right ones will do the heavy lifting for you. When others are promoting your virtues on your behalf, it's no longer spam. It's marketing. Spam tactics and the ignorant. Sure, anybody can be guilty from time to time, and sometimes a small degree of spamminess is just an accident. Ignorance does not mean that a person is stupid, but simply that they don't know any better. I know that some people will try until their last breath to defend these atrocities. That would be easier than admitting to making huge errors. Maybe they believed a bad sales pitch from an ignorant marketing agency, or they believed the fairy dust that so many people are promoting each day about internet marketing. Sometimes it's the company itself that's the perpetrator of the spamminess, but even more often is because they trusted the wrong people to handle it for them. I have encountered many companies that believed a crooked marketing consultant without ever caring to understand whether their tactics were sustainable, and an overall strategy was never even a consideration. Once the pain sets in, it's too late, and they end up paying somebody like me a whole lot more money to fix their mistakes. That is, to fix the mistake of their prior ignorance. An even more tragic result is that many companies will keep trying to do the things which do not work just because they refuse to listen to good advice. When their marketing isn't working for them, they assume that the whole thing just doesn't work. These are the people I call the willingly confused. I generally try to be forgiving and patient with them, but those aren't my strongest traits. The reason my patience often fails is not because of ignorance alone, but rather the apathy which is so often comes along with it. When you throw a dose of apathy on top of ignorance, the ignorance is sustained because they don't care enough to overcome it. Without apathy, ignorance is much easier to fix. When people care to do better and to know more, ignorance fades with each thing they learn. If you know somebody going down this path, you will be kind to warn them. And let them know that spam doesn't work. You really don't need any spam tactics to become successful in marketing your product or service. Hope it makes sense to you. And I hope if you find somebody like that, you'll give them a good strong slap on the wrist and a warning. Have a good day.